Haggai chapter 2, verse 6. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land. And I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. And I will fill this temple with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of the latter temple or house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for these moments that we have. We thank you for the word of the Lord that was shared with us in first service here in Birmingham through Apostle Crosby. We thank you even for the word that I shared in Atlanta at 7 a.m. this morning at Refresh Atlanta. But God, there's more that you want to do. And this is an I Am The One Sunday, which means you're going to do something extraordinary in the lives of those who are hearing and receiving what thus saith the Lord God. So we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in advance for a great outcome. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead and take your seat. My title is today, The Glory of the Latter House. The Glory of the Latter House. And you have to be careful if you never saw the former house in its glory. We have to be careful. Possibly over the next few weeks, clips have been coming up on YouTube where we were doing this. I was preaching in this place, and I'll just say in this place, and very high. I'm thinking it was about anywhere between 2,500 to 3,000 people sitting there, and they weren't sitting. They were doing like some of y'all are doing right now. And we'll start showing you some of that because it's been popping up on YouTube lately. And God is saying to me, don't forget who you are. Don't forget who you are. Don't forget who you are. And see, people think that they can handle me and handle this and never know where I've been. Never know the magnitude of the levels that people have operated on and thinking that they always think like, I think a certain way when I'm having a conversation with you. I'll bring my language, I'll bring my understanding down to what level of conversation that we're having. Doesn't mean I can't go there. So I can pastor a little church, but it doesn't mean I haven't pastored a larger church than this church. I just love people. I understand people. I'll cater to your understanding more than I'll push my understanding to make you feel bad about yourself. My job is to make you feel like you're the one. That's my job. That's my job. So with this portion of scripture, I had another portion I'm going to go to. Ezra, we'll go to Ezra, and we'll begin to read from there as well. But we're talking about the temple. We're talking about the house of God. We're talking about being planted, all that kind of stuff. We're talking about those things because those things are very, very important, especially in a day and time like what we're dealing with. Now, on yesterday and on Friday, we got stats on Friday on what was going on. And so many people sit out here and they try to perpetrate like everything's perfect, but it's not. You're not reading the statistics, okay? And if you get the statistics, you realize that everything is not perfect. So if the statistics said everything is not perfect, what do I do to get the help that I need? What I realized before I read this next portion of scripture, what I realized is that I was inferior. What I realized is I was depleted of inner strength to achieve great things. So what I've done, I went through the Bible and I found areas in the Bible and I found that I could succeed with these things happening in my life. If I'm in a great house, if the glory of God shows up and I'm committed to God, then God will do something unique in my life, not just in the house, but as I go outside of the house, that same manifestation of power, wisdom, and anointing will rest on my life outside of this house. So I built this church, built this atmosphere so it's conducive for success for the preaching and the teaching of God's word and the deliverance of those who come into the church that's trying to get rid of something that they weren't able to get rid of at home. That's how I built this church. And I protect this church and I protect this atmosphere because it helps me to do what I'm called to do. And it helps you to get what you need to get when you come in, because most people don't like being with other people. What if that was the mentality of the leadership of this house? So I love engaging, especially with larger crowds of people. I really don't enjoy being with small crowds because they're sitting there evaluating you and not listening to you. I love large crowds. That's why I love growing the church, because I love being around large groups of people. And it'll keep growing because I'm loving more people. But I don't like to be in those trivial meetings where they think they know this and they think you don't know the vision. If you don't know the vision, how do you know what God is supposed to do? So as for this house, we build it a certain way so that God will come to help people who feel inferior. Help people who feel left behind. Help people who feel marginalized. Everything that I was, I'm not that anymore. Everything that I was, I built this church to accommodate those who may be in that place, regardless of your age, your sex, or where you're coming from. So if we build a house for the Lord and we're expecting God to do something, then God begins to operate a certain way. Now, the old group may have a problem with the new group because things don't look the same. And when God does something fresh, it never really, you know, it's a part of the birthing of an old thing, but it doesn't look exactly like the old thing. So let's read Ezra chapter 3, verse 12 and verse 13, and then I'll take you through some points here. This is very important. You're in the best place that you could ever be, especially in Jefferson County. I am not against any other church. God tailored you for what you had gone through, and God was looking at what you experienced and aligning you with a man and a building that would accommodate your future when they said you had no future. Ezra chapter 3, verse 12 and verse 13. But many of the priests and the Levites and heads of the father's house, this all the leadership, old men, and this doesn't necessarily mean you're old. You just experienced something that others didn't experience. Old men who had seen the first temple wept with a loud voice when the foundation of this temple was laid before their eyes. Yet many shouted aloud for joy, verse 13, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the sound was heard afar off. So you have two different shouts. You got those who are shouting, my man, God's going to do something amazing for us because the foundation is laid for some good stuff to happen. There's others who are looking at how it used to function before the pandemic. I wish we can go back to being this. And they don't like what's happening. But their shout and the shout of the fresh stuff, it sounds the same. Everybody smiling and clapping and shouting, not shouting. They know, Lord, it's gonna change too much. I don't know. Everybody sitting in my section, who are all those folks? Just tell them, it's me, it's me, it's me, it's me. Just tell them, it's me, it's me, it's me. I'm in here now, and I'm a part of the fiber of the ministry, and I'm going where apostles going because I hear the sound that's coming out of him. That's whether you be the first time streamer. Some of y'all just started streaming and you started streaming because it's time. Now, let me talk through a few things here. Stay with me here. God is doing it again in a little while. See, some of you think this is the first time that God has done amazing things at Refresh. This is not the first time. You just didn't see the first time. But in a little while, he sends another wave of glory. God, send another wave of glory. And sometimes everybody doesn't get excited because they've gotten so busy in between waves of glory. I want to mess with something here. No disrespect. How can you get busy from one glory to the next glory? What have you interjected in your schedule that makes you detest the next level of glory? Oh, this is too much church. This is too much preaching. This is too much worship. That's too much baptismal. It's too much because you forgot the next wave was coming. Anytime God does one wave of glory, if you lay the foundations right, he'll do another wave of glory. There's something else always coming after what's been. You thought it was over, so you join this club, and you join that club, and you join this, and you got this going on. And now you're afraid of the wave that's coming because you think it's going to consume your time. So you're missing out on what God has for you. I want you to shake yourself, because the scripture talk about shaking yourself. You got to shake yourself, because if you shake yourself, you'll shake off some stuff that you added to your life that you didn't need in your life. I'm going to say it again. You can shake off some stuff. God didn't put it there. You added that to your schedule. You added that to your agenda. Now you got to start shaking. If you're going to catch this next wave, you're going to have to shake some stuff off that you added that makes you feel good. But we really feel good when God shows up. So now you got to shake some of that stuff off. All those commitments that you made. All that loyalty you got to the wrong thing. Everything that's not benefiting. I got to go over here. I got to go over there. So you can't be into one place but one time, but the wave of glory is already here and you're too busy and you want to call in, text in, email in and give an excuse. We can't tell you the wave is not coming. We can only tell you the wave is here, and waves never respond to your text message. When have you ever been able to control the waves of the sea and tell them to wait a minute? You're not Moses, and you're not carrying the ark to stop the Jordan and cause it to stand up on heat. So the wave is coming. Are you ready or not? Are you ready to shake some stuff off? Because if you shake it off, you'll catch the wave. You keep carrying that, you're going to drown in the wave. It's not going to stop. Touch your neighbor. Tell them it's not going to stop. I can tell you from experience, the last time it began to rise up, there were some people that weren't ready then. And there's some people who are not ready now. And there's some people who are saying, hold up, wait a minute. No, it ain't no hold up, wait a minute. The wave is bigger this time than it was last time. Okay. Look. He said, man, a lot of people got a lot of needs, which means they need a lot of glory. This is what you don't understand. God manifests to the degree of the needs of the people. So maybe you ain't crying that loud, but there are some other people who are crying real loud. And they're celebrating, an answer has finally come to my city. And you want to have church. How are we going to have church when the city needs us? God is doing it again in a little while. What's coming is greater than what has been in the past. It's coming. How do you prepare for something that's greater that's been than what's been in the past? How do you prepare? Because you will be underprepared if you prepare based on the past. You got to, in your mind, you got to say in your mind and in your heart, this is awesome. This is something that's amazing that's coming. And I need to get myself together. I cannot be tied up in everything. Nobody said you couldn't work your job. Nobody said you couldn't take care of your family. I'm talking about all those other additives that you put in that's going to hinder you when God gets ready to do this thing that's already started. We're 517 baptismals in. If you don't know, there's a way, because you think about it. When did that happen at the last church you attended? Okay. All right. What's coming is greater than what has been in the past. And how do you prepare for that? You have to enlarge your perspective. See, they're trying to keep, staff's trying to keep up with me, leaders trying to keep up with me based on the past. I've shifted. I'm not sitting still. I run to do what I used to walk to do. My mind has shifted so fast. I'm already in another place. Once I finish at 7 o'clock service, I'm already in Birmingham once I put down the mic. Things are shifting so fast. So you can't have delayed response in this season. A delayed response is a denial of an opportunity. A delayed response is a denial of an opportunity. You got to move on this thing. If you understand that God is doing it now and he has something you need in it, because he wouldn't be doing it if he wasn't meeting a need that you have. Why would you try to block what's going to heal you? Why would you try to block an answer to your children? Why would you try to block it? You try to block it because you never experienced anything like it. You never experienced the fact that God cares so much about little old you that he'll show up in his massive deity just to visit the church, just to be a blessing to you. Can you imagine all this atmosphere is just for you? Can you imagine God showing up in this magnitude with all these people with you in mind? It's not like the past. The past was more measured. You've gone from a wave to a tsunami. This is the most unusual a wave of glory that we've seen in a long time, because the house is different. And if the house is going to continue to change to accommodate the glory that's in the house. We're not stopping glory. We may change some things in here to keep glory going, but we're not going to stop glory. Stay with me. Glory is always greater and weightier on that which has experienced affliction. Affliction. Some of y'all going through too much hell to not experience glory. Let me help you to understand why I function like I function. Because I've had people to attack me that I was working for. The worst type of affliction is have somebody you extended yourself completely for treat you like you're an adversary. You said, I've been hurt, but that's because y'all were competing. I wasn't competing. I was picking them up, and they tried to cut my arm off. That's the kind of affliction. Now, you going to doubt me? How you going to doubt me when I trusted you enough to put myself in a situation to help you? Now you going to come again. That's affliction. Any of y'all been doing good in return? They turned around to do you harm, and you were trying to rescue them? That type of affliction brings levels of glory into your life. Your coworker or somebody outside saying something about you on social media has no impact. When you reach out to increase a relationship, extend a relationship, and they didn't know what relationship was. So when you go through things like that, the weight of glory increases on your life because you didn't get bitter with them. You didn't get bitter. Increase in glory is because you didn't get bitter. You got better. Now I know not to let you in that space, but love you from a distance. I am not going to stop loving you, but you can't stay in my house. So the weight of glory come down on you. Why in the world are you second guessing me when I didn't second guess you, and you were the criminal, I was the saint? Okay. Glory is always greater and weightier on that which has experienced affliction. Don't get mad at them. Become better. Become more productive. You begin to look like, you begin to walk around like, you hurt me then, but you can't hurt me no more. I'm aware of you now. I know you were trying to take when I was trying to give. I was trying to offer you something. You were trying to go in the back and manipulate and scheme behind me. And that's affliction. Some of y'all need to understand that is the best affliction to shift you into your next dimension of glory. Peter betrayed Jesus just like Judas did, but Judas shifted Jesus into his next dimension. So this glory that comes behind these experiences of affliction, so never despise these afflictions that come because you were trusting and you were doing all you could do and you were trying to make sure that they had something that you may not have had. This is the way I think. I try to give everybody things I needed when I was in a place of need. That's how I think. I think, okay, what did I need when I was in this place? So I'm going to give it to them. See, I needed somebody to trust me, so I trust. I needed somebody to believe in me, so I believe in people. So it pushed me in a condition where I'm now more afflicted by the things that come my way, because they ain't even thinking about that kind of stuff. All they know is what they want, and I want it now. But when you have that type of mentality, you hurt people who but you got to understand that these afflictions are needed, because what happened, the temple was fine until war broke out. If you do your research, the temple was fine. The temple that Solomon built was fine until war broke out. When war broke out, they destroyed the temple. Now they're rebuilding the temple. They don't have all the measurements right. That everything is not placed where it used to be placed. The children's ministry is not the way the children's ministry used to be. The greeters are not the same greeters they used to be. Things are not the same. So everything seemed to be displaced or moved into another place. But because of the displacement, God says, I need to bring more power and glory on it now, because people will consciously reject it because it doesn't look like it used to look. But I'm going to put more power on it now. So those of you who ravish, those who ravish you, they ravish you when they see you again. Just like the house is going to be on you. I said, just like the house, it's going to be on you. Some of y'all can't handle that. Stop going on Facebook talking about what they've done to you and get ready for what God is about to do for you. You think for 1 minute God is, if he wouldn't leave the temple in ruin, you think he's going to leave you in ruin? You think he's going to leave it out there while they're still believing the lies that hurt people told on you? Can we go on? So the greatness and the weight, they should have left me alone. They should have left you alone. They should have left this house alone. Let me help y'all. Let me help. They ran some out of the house that should have been in the house, but it made room for you who are new. If you knew, say, I'm new. That means you came in the last 2 to 3 years. I'm new. I'm new. But you're new. You're new because they tried to ravish a good house. God's house. Now the glory that comes this time is greater than the glory that was last time. And guess what? You're in the house. You're in the house. Last time, only church people knew us. This time, judges and mayors and all the officials around Birmingham, and many of them are getting to know us in Atlanta. See, they don't understand now. They can't go to the judge and tell a lie because the judge will read them. Anyway. What looks like less can attract higher dimensions of glory. They underestimated you. They underestimated you. They underestimated this house. They underestimated me. They underestimated you. They started trying to gauge you by something that they had learned out of pure ignorance. Somebody told them God was never going to send another way. Somebody told them it was over. I don't know how you stop believing in what delivered you. Ever. All you got to do is deliver me one time. I'm sold. I'm going to believe in you to the grave. All you got to do is help me one time. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to honor you for the rest of my life. All you got to do is give me one counseling session. You understand what I'm saying? They've been sizing us up. They've been sizing you up. What do you mean got on them I am the one shirt? Ain't it about God? I am is God. When the last time you read your Bible, I am is God. With God, I am the one. When they start asking you who sent you, tell them, I am sent me. You got God all over your shirt. Those of you who don't have a shirt, go buy you a shirt, because God wants to ride on your chest today. People always that don't have knowledge of about what God do and how he does it, they always trying to impose their opinion, but you can't impose your opinion on the great I am. Because Pharaoh tried to impose his opinion, and then there were 10 plagues that came, and God said, let my people go. I came to tell you with the I am on your chest, God's about to release you from all the bondage all around you. There's another level of glory coming on you, and all we're doing is saying, God, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, right here. Come right here to me. You're attracting higher levels of dimensions of wisdom. There's ways of thinking I never would have thought unless what happened then prepared me for what I'm doing now. I am a strategist like crazy. I'm talking about 2-3 years out. Lady Davis and Sasha will tell you, I told them 2 or 3 years ago they were going left. You couldn't see any signs of it for almost a year. But I become a strategist that way because of what I've been through. Not because I'm afraid, but because glory's on me, I'm wiser now. In fact, this glory that comes on you, you're going to know they're going to turn before they know they're going to turn. Let me help you. Listen, Judas, that thou do it quickly. He didn't know he was about to betray Jesus, but he was entertaining it in his mind. And Jesus released him on that day because it was time to go to the next level or next dimension of glory. I want to release all my Judases right now. That thou do it quickly, so you can go ahead and push me into my next dimension of glory. Y'all was trying to say stop. Don't say stop. If you're dipping with me, if you're close to me and you're thinking crazy about me, go ahead and do what you were thinking about doing, because you're just going to shift me into the next dimension of glory. You're shifting this house into the next dimension of glory. You're shifting my family into the next dimension of glory. And it's when they shift you that God will bless you. Y'all praying, Lord, don't let them do it. No. For where you going, let them do it, Lord. Because they can't kill me. If they kill me, I'm coming back. I don't want you to stop it this time. We're not in that place. We don't want them to stop it. My upgrade, my promotion is in their betrayal. You want to know how half of y'all got in here? Somebody betrayed you. And it pushed you over into another dimension of glory. Now you're about to do something you never thought you could do. Now you're about to go somewhere you never thought you could go. Now you're about to touch something you never thought you could touch. Listen to this. He said, the gold is mine, the silver is mine. Listen to this. God is releasing untold wealth on his latter temple house. Now, I know y'all think, you know, churches like this got all kind of money. No, just wait a little while longer. Just wait. And I believe that what be on us, be on you. Yeah, what be on us, be on you. You ain't seen anything yet. I'm telling you, you hadn't seen anything. If the scripture is true and the afflictions took place and the glory, glory can't come without gold and silver coming. I want to tell the broke, you ain't going to be broke no more. Some of y'all not going to know what to do with money because you ain't had money. We're going to have to give you classes, not how to put, no. Not how to get it, but how to maintain it and how to invest it. That's the teaching we're going to have to do. We're going to start setting up some classes real soon to teach you how to handle that more than enough, that release from heaven. And you're going to need that training because your flow is not going to stop. Somebody better catch this out of the atmosphere. Grab it, put it in your heart. Don't let anybody steal it from you. I don't care where your family came from. This is about what God does in His temple. God is releasing untold wealth. They never talked about this level of wealth coming to you. He said, the gold is mine. You thought the celebrities own it. They don't own it. He owns it. God on it. He said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. Everything belongs to God. And when He gets ready to shift it, He can shift it. When He gets ready to move it to another account, He can move it to another account. Some of y'all think God can't. That belongs to God. He can anytime He wants to. But what we are assigned to do based on this weekend, untold wealth is coming to us to get it done. I was thinking over the weekend how massive the problem is. I was thinking over the weekend, how do you reverse what's going on? Because you can't get full participation from all those who are born again. So why not the businessman, the entrepreneur, the Fortune 500 company just make a mistake and send it to our account? Don't let him make a mistake. Put it on his heart to do it on purpose. See, you don't hang out in the rooms that I hang out. And you don't know what the negotiations that are going on right now. And the things that have already been put on reserve. And we got to get ourselves together and get ourselves ready. Because billions of dollars are dancing over your head right now. Billions of dollars. And we got to get some people ready. Get your stuff in order. Stop playing games with the IRS. Get your business in order. Get your books in order. Because billions of dollars are dancing over your head right now. God said, when I start restoring my temple, I'm not only going to restore the temple, I'm going to restore the gold, I'm going to restore the silver. Untold. You ain't got enough calculators. You need a degree in accounting because you ain't going to be able to count this. You're not going to be able to measure up to this. You're not going to understand this. You can't be 1, 2, 3. No, baby. No, it don't work like that. What God is sending, and see, you just making those people all excited. No, I'm stimulating their faith, and you try to kill their faith. I am stimulating their faith with the truth of God's word. If you believe, you shall receive. See, I've been there before. I've been around my critics before. I've been around people. What is David's up there doing? What is he doing? How is he gonna get the building that large? He don't have enough people. Now we got a building and a paid off building. How you like me now? Everything that they were saying against you, every time they called you crazy, God's about to pay you for it. Every time doubters didn't say anything, but their posture said, I don't believe in it. Well, you keep your posture to yourself. We gonna show you some. Listen. God is attracted to oppressed people. God is attracted to marginalized people. But in order to bring restoration, he's got to restore his temple so he can restore the people. So the mind and the heart of the senior leadership and the structured government has to be towards people, because that's what God wants to restore. When he restores his temple, he is going to restore his people. So I came to an announcement. I make an announcement. Your restoration time has come. I said your restoration. What mama and them lost, what grandmama and them lost, what great grandmama and them lost, what great 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 grandmama and them lost, you about to get it in this generation. You want to know why? Because God is restoring the temple. Last one. We got to go out. We got to shop with the vendors. Prepare yourself so that your shout will be that of joy and not weeping. Newcomers, I want you to listen to me. Everybody ain't happy about what's going on because they can't control it. If they could control it, then they can maintain a position. But when things are flowing, they can't control it. They want to control it. So they're not happy because now things are not controllable. But it's God. You take your little teacup and dip it in the ocean and see if the ocean feels the impact of it. There's a shout coming out of this house. And it may be a shout and a cry, a shout and a cry, and a shout and a cry. But once it's released in this house, you're not going to know the difference. Because when God shows up this particular time, which is now time, you're going to have some who are weeping, but you're going to have some who are overflowing with joy. I'm so glad I joined Refresh. I'm so glad I'm a part of Refresh. I'm so glad that what be on them be on me. I'm so glad that God's working for me like he's working for them. Then there's someone will say, well, I was first. No, you weren't first. You just didn't. You underestimated your opportunity and you lost your faith. But somebody now, I'm fresh up in the house, but I believe that I receive. I just came through the door, but I believe that I receive. I just joined 2 weeks ago, but I believe that I receive. I just got baptized, but I believe that I receive. I just been visited, and I still believe that I receive. There ain't no way I'm gonna let a visitor get more of the glory of God and the blessings of God, and they just visited. But if I'm a visitor, I will snatch it out of the atmosphere. You have not made any commitment, but God is still faithful to those who will gather in his temple. If you know this is a gathering place, I want you to start releasing a shout in the atmosphere. Restore you. God only brought you here to fill up your vats. That means your containers, your storehouses. God only brought you here to bring healing to your soul. And I came to announce to you in this season, no weapon formed against you in this season shall be able to prosper. No device of Satan will be able to kill your joy and your peace and your desire. My God. I gotta go, y'all. I often sit and think, God, you gave me the privilege to build something that this nation will have to give attention to. And you gave me the privilege to build it in front of my enemies. I said, I'll say it and I'll keep saying it. Don't run them away. Just teach me how to not cuss them out while I'm preaching. You get stronger when they're sitting at the table and you know they're not with you. God is teaching you about your next dimension, because you can't cut them up like that when you're at that executive table and you're signing that contract for millions of dollars. You got to maintain your cool when everything in you wants to say, I'm going to show you something. Joe, how are you doing? Having a bad day? You need to be really on my side and your day wouldn't be bad. So I need y'all to start working on some things for me. I need you to start working on being nice to your enemy because they can't stop you. I need you to learn how to be cool when you know something's out to get you, but it can't touch you. I need you to be a little bit more articulate towards the things that wants to be really disorderly with you. Well, what do you mean by that, Joe? They've been trying to make you seem crazy. Make them seem crazy. What do you mean? Let me help some of y'all. See, they want you to be irate. They want you to explode. Just, no. No, that's not the way it was. I just told you to get off of my property. I didn't call the police. I want you to settle down. I want you to settle down. When I say settle down, I'm not talking about when it comes to praising and worshiping God. I want you to settle down in the presence of your adversaries. Because they've been unnerving you for a long time, but they didn't know glory was coming to your life. And when their team of attorneys try to shake you while you're on the stand. No, that's not what I said. This is what I said. Because they want to make you forget what you said. And they want to add words to you that you didn't say. Because in their minds, they're so devastated in their mind, they add to everything that you say. You said goodbye, they say you said get out. No, that's not what I said. We have records right here. I was recording myself when I was talking to you. I want to teach you how to deal with this next season. Because this next season of glory, you need not give any explanation for what God is doing in your life. Because it is going to blow the minds of everybody that thought they knew you. And the only reason they got time to pull things out on you is because they don't have anything to do. I want to pray for you. We're not about to do anything. It's already been done. Your track record shows what your intentions are. And even if you have bad intentions, you fall in love with God, He's going to erase that so they can't hold it against you. Father, in the name of Jesus, You summons people here. And we've had to buy buildings because You kept summoning people. Summons them all. Let them experience heaven on earth. Let the lives increase in quality and quantity. Let everything You promise in heaven reside in the earth. Allow refresh to be a beacon of hope to anyone who has suffered unjustly. Father, I thank You now for Your Spirit. For now, God, You're sitting down. You're no longer standing, You're sitting. Right now, You're not going to leave us. Not going to forsake us. You're going to prove to this world that you put your hand on us. And you'll never remove your hand from us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
If you're ever in the Birmingham area, we'd love to see you. Stop by, because everyone is welcome at Refresh Family Church. It's full of friendly people, a warm atmosphere, and a powerful word. Our service times are Sundays at 9 a.m. or our empowerment service on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We're located at 117 12th Court Northwest in Birmingham, Alabama. We'll see you soon at Refresh. Want to find out more about Apostle Stephen A. Davis? Well, log on, because StephenADavis.org is now live. That's right, log on to StephenADavis.org now and you can find out all about him. Watch live broadcasts and get all the information you need at StephenADavis.org. Available on all platforms. Log on today. Refresh Family Church. As we worship together, remember our five goals: serving the needs of families, reaching the lost, equipping the saints, reaching the nations, and transferring to generations. At Refresh Family Church, we're more than just a church. We're a nation. To find out more, log on to StephenADavis.org. We'll see you next time.